That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, Town Marshal Henry Lunsford thought he was definitely on the trail of Mr. Talbert and his partner when he received a call yesterday from a country store owner who had seen two very suspicious-looking characters. However, his suspects turned out to be Lum and Abner, who had bought some gas from the old man in the country store earlier in the day. They were on their way out into the country to search for the real robbers. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, friends, nearly every second of every day, somewhere in America, somebody walks into a drugstore and says...
A package of Alka-Seltzer, please.
And the druggist says...
Yes, ma'am. Large or small size?
And the customer says...
Oh, the large size. You see, I get over three times as many tablets in the large package as in the small size, yet it costs me only twice as much.
And the druggist says...
That's right, madam. Here you are, the large family package.
You know, it always pays to have a plentiful supply of Alka-Seltzer in your home. You see, Alka-Seltzer has earned first-place approval in millions of American homes because it can help give quick, effective relief for headaches, the achiness of a common cold, or the distress of gastric hyperacidity. It's compounded by the Miles Laboratories under a secret scientific process. And that's why we say there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. And when you need it, be sure you have it. Get a large package from your druggist. And remember, when your tablets get down to four... That's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows back in the Jotham Down store. Lum is talking on the telephone.
Yeah, well, Uncle Henry, I just don't see no use in going out again today. Well, you might be right, but it just looks like a wild goose chase to me. Well, natural, I want to catch him, but I think we've got to study up some other way to do it. Well, go ahead. I wish you luck. Yeah, call me if you find out anything. All right. You bet. Goodbye.
Uncle Henry still thinks Talbert and his partner are hiding out around here somewhere, huh?
Yeah, he's bound and determined there.
Ah, prettle.
That's what makes me sure they ain't. I don't know. I don't think he's got the talents for being a town marshal, Abner.
Well, maybe not. He runs a nice jail, though. I'll say that for him.
Oh, he don't actually run it, though. Them fellers he's got locked up down there, the ones that run things. It's getting to where Willie the Boodler's got more say-so around there than Uncle Henry does.
Well, he ought to. Willie's smarter. And he's had more experience with jails than Uncle Henry. That Willie's been in the best jails in the country long.
Yeah, I know one thing, though. I ain't going out tramping all over them hills again looking for somebody that ain't more than likely in Kennedy.
Kennedy?
Why, sure. They've had plenty of time to get that fur away. Wouldn't be no sense in their hanging around here.
No, no.
I know if I robbed a store, I'd want to get just as fur away from it as I could.
Well... You ain't actual thinking of doing it, are you, Lawrence?
Of course not, silly.
Huh?
I admit we need money awful bad, but we ain't going to do nothing like that.
Well, I don't know. That Talbert and his partner had a pretty good scheme there.
Abner, for goodness sake, now just get such talk out of your head. I'm tired of hearing it.
Well, I reckon you're right. I can't think of nobody dim-witted enough to pull it on, no way. See, they had an advantage. They had you to work on.
You was in on it, too.
Yeah, but it was your idea to mortgage a store and borrow all that money from Grandpap so they'd have more to rob us out of.
Abner, there ain't no use sitting around discussing something that's already been done.
Dumbest thing I ever heard of.
I learned my lesson good.
Good.
Now, what we've got to do is study up how to square ourselves again. Got to think of some way to get ourselves off of this finance hot seat.
Well, you better study up something awful fast, then, because there comes one of our creditors right now.
Huh?
Grandpappy Spears walking up
around. Oh, for pity's sakes. I was hoping he wouldn't have to put up him today.
Yeah, maybe it would have been better if we had a gone up in the hill to Uncle Henry. Uh-oh. Howdy, Grandpap.
Hey, howdy, howdy. Hey, back again, huh?
Yep, back again.
I was over here yesterday and never found nobody, so I figured you varmints had skipped out on me.
Skipped out? Now, listen here, Milford Spears. We don't have to take that kind of talk off of you.
Till I get my money back, you do.
No, we don't.
You know, I could lawsuit you spavin-legged critters for non-payment. Half a mind to do it, too.
Yeah, you're half a mind shy, if you want my opinion.
The only reason I ain't lawsuing you is because I'm making $10 a day off in this deal. Just a minute, and I'll read you the report and bring you up to date on it.
Grandpap, don't get that bad blame report out again.
Yeah, we know how much interest we owe you.
Who will?
Interest due Milford Avery Spears from L. Edwards and A. Peabody. To date, as per follows.
Now, listen here, Grandpap.
Ninth day, $10. Tenth day, $10.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah,
Grandpap,
yeah.
We're having enough trouble without you coming around and hounding us for that interest money. We had it, we'd pay you. You know that.
I ain't so sure we would.
The way it looks now, we're going to lose the store and everything else. Squire Skimps give us a few more days on the mortgage, but I don't see where it's going to do much good. So you see what we're up against.
Yeah, do you see how it is now, Grandpa?
11th day, $10.
Why, you old skin plant, you're a regular Shylock.
12th day, $10.
I know you, Grandpa, if you don't hash that up, I'm going to clinch with you. Just, come on, get up from here. I don't get off this place.
Now, you lay a pigeon-toed hand on me, and I'll lawsuit you for assaulting the battery, Steve.
Go ahead, sue me. I don't care. Come on, put
and
up your hands.
For goodness sake, calm down. This ain't going to get us nowhere.
Oh, Culver, not. I'll hit him for hard.
13th day, $10.
Right.
Abner, let go of me, you little
get varmint. Your fist
yeah,
up
take
there.
It. Look, Grandpap, we just ain't got the money now, and that's all they are to it.
Listen, you old billy goat, here's all the money I've got in the world, right there. It's $2.16. Now take it and get out of here.
Yeah, much obliged.
But wait a minute, Grandpap, you can't actually take that. That's all I got.
Hey, you told me to take it, and I got it coming to me.
I thought you'd have more sense than to do it.
Wait a minute. Why, Jiminy, this is my money. Why, you varmints, I knowed you had it. Come on, where's the rest of it?
What are you talking
this
about?
This is some of the money I loaned you fellas. I'd know it anywhere.
Why, it couldn't be. That money was robbed from him.
Wait a minute. Let me see that.
Can't be his money.
Goodness, I believe Grand Theft's right. Look at the size of them dollar bills.
Huh?
See, they're the old-timey big kind.
Yeah.
Most of the money we borrowed from Grand Theft was in these big bills.
I don't get that's right, ain't it?
Of course it's right. That's my money. You've got the rest of my $700 hid somewhere, too. Come on, get it out. Get it out.
Now, listen.
Of course you have.
We ain't got it.
Get a shovel and start digging, and I'll have the law on you.
Well, just go ahead and get the law on me. I don't care.
Just a second here. Now, if you two will stop fussing, we'll figure something out here. Where'd you get this money, Abner?
From that old fella that we bought gasoline from yesterday. Some of the change he gave us from that $5 bill. So it couldn't possibly be none of Grandpappy Spears' money.
Well, now, wait a minute. Nobody else uses that kind of money no more. Them big bills has been taken out of circulation a long time ago.
He never seen them no more.
Just somebody that buries money like Grandpap here does would have that kind.
Well, how'd that old man get a hold of me?
I don't know, but that's what we're going to find out. Come on, Abner, get your hat on.
What
we're going back out to that old man's place and ask some questions. Watch out. You nearly slammed that door on my foot.
Oh, excuse me. I thought you'd get me out on the other side of the car, slide clean across the seat.
Well, be more careful after
that.
I know
less about driving in a car than anybody I ever seen.
And you better be careful what you say when we get inside there.
Huh?
You know, I don't believe this fella's going to be very happy to see us. Not after that mix-up yesterday.
No, you could tell he's awful disappointed when he drove clean into town to identify the robbers, and it turned out to be me and you.
Yeah, you better let me do most of the talking.
Yeah, all right, all right. What's this old fella's name?
Whitchett, I believe.
Whitchett?
I think that's what Uncle Henry called him.
Oh.
Come
on. Maybe this is a crowded little store. Worse than ours, I believe.
Yeah, don't see nobody. Hello? Oh. Hello, anybody here?
I believe he must hide. More likely hopes the customers will go away.
Hello, Mr. Whitchett. Mr. Whitchett.
You're going to bust a blood vessel hollering like that.
No, not Danny, you scared me. I never seen you sitting behind the counter there.
What do you want?
You recollect us. We're the fellas that bought some gas from you the other day.
And you thought we was crooks and went into the town marshal's office to report us?
Mm-hmm. What do you want?
Well, mostly we want some information.
Yeah.
You give us some change yesterday, and the dollar bills were some of them money that was stole from us. They're some of them big old-timey bills, you know. Do you recollect where you got them?
I got a grocery store and one gas pump. I'm open 6 days a week. People come in and people go out. They give me money, I give them change. Money is money. I don't know where I got them.
Well, think hard. You must have noticed that these were them old-fashioned bills.
I told you I got a grocery store and one gas pump, and I'm open 6 days a week.
Yeah, we know that.
Closed Sundays. People come in, people go out.
Well, try to recollect who it was that gave you them big bills. Was it two fellas?
Well, might have been two, might have been three, four, one, six. Sometimes a whole carload of people drive up here. I got one gas pump out there, plain gas. It ain't ethyl. If you put in ethyl, somebody comes along and wants plain.
Yeah, you told us that yesterday, but how about it? Did two fellas come in here and trade with you?
Can't please everybody.
Was one of them shorter than the other one, dark hair and wore glasses? Was his partner older and sort of heavy-set, gray hair?
And they call one another dad and son.
Well, they wouldn't do that no more, Abner. That was just an act they was putting on for me and you.
Did they work for the government?
Law me, no. These fellas is crooks. They're the ones that robbed us.
Well, you're on the wrong track, then. Two fellas like you described has been in here a couple times, but they work for the government. The geologists, they call ourselves. Making a survey of the rocks around here, some half-witted thing.
Well, just a minute. Was they the ones that give me them old bills?
Yep. Been here a couple times to buy groceries.
Sandys, I bound you that's them.
Huh?
Where are they at now?
I don't know. Making a survey of the rocks for the government.
Well, when did you see them last?
Oh, maybe yesterday, maybe the day before. Bought groceries.
Well, where'd they go after they left here? Did they say where they're staying at?
Said they was camping out. Never said where, though. All I know is they headed up into the hills that-a-way.
Doggy, that must be up there around Mule Springs, Long. We never even thought of looking around there yesterday.
Then we're going to think of it today. Come on, Abner. Much obliged, Mr. Whitsitt. Hope we see you again sometime.
Don't make it on Sunday. I'm closed. It's open 6 days a week.
Well, at last, it looks as though the old fellows have something definite to work on. But I wonder what will happen if they do find Talbert and his partner. Well, join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.